Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm exhausted.
And I'm Patty.
I'm Lori.
I'm Britton.
I'm Sedona.
And this is Duke.
This little ball of
with
brown.
Little beautiful green eyes, which you can't see.
Oh, he's
and
so
Daisy.
Cute.
Our newest puppies. We've had them for 3 days.
They're what, eight weeks old?
Yeah, they're 9 weeks old today, I think. So,
hello, beautiful boy. They're the sweetest, like most docile things I've ever seen. I know you guys have seen the crazy side.
Yeah, they go WW on each other for sure. I have not had puppies in 20 years or something, and I do not remember this at all. But, the getting up in the middle of the night, but they're doing really good. They got up at 2:15, 4:30, and then they woke up at 7.
Oh so my gosh.
They went to bed at 10.
I'm trying to tell you, it's like newborns.
It is. It's
for
crazy.
Like a year.
I just can't.
And I was just so worried about the crying at night. Daisy cried at night a ton the first night. But
morning,
then she
Deborah.
Did really good
hey,
the next night. So good morning.
When you think about like newborns or puppies, I just like my sleep too much. I don't know that I could do it again.
I was exhausted yesterday.
We were at a photo
so
shoot yesterday and Lori was just sitting here just like this. And
I'm
like, are
like,
you okay?
I'm so tired. I got home and it's like when you're so tired, you're going to like puke.
Yeah.
So I played with the puppies for an hour and then I'm like, I gotta lay down.
Yeah. It's like we tried to tell you. It was exhausting.
You guys did tell me.
Oh, and then we had an early wake up yesterday for our shoot. So, you know.
Yeah. But they're doing good. She didn't barely cry last night. And he really didn't cry very much at all.
He's sleeping.
And he was the one who like got up at 4 o'clock to go outside and he went poop outside. So. The very things we're very excited about.
It's like they're already potty trained.
I'll not say that, but I would love it if they were. If they were easy, it would be nice, especially with two of them. So does anybody have two puppies? Because we only did it once before.
Yeah, because Rocky and Bullwinkle, did you get
Rocky and Bullwinkle were litter mates, so they were brothers. Like literally we got there and they're like, oh, if you want this one, it'll be an extra $50. You know?
Okay. I'll take it.
But we didn't know about littermate syndrome and stuff to like just treat them separately. Like they have the same cage, they have the same everything.
Because littermate is like they fight. Right. Is that kind of what it is?
It can be they're too dependent.
Okay.
It can be two ways. Either they're too dependent and they never truly bond with you.
Okay.
Or they are too aggressive with each other.
Oh, okay.
Typically the aggressive one, when I read it, was girls. Like two girls.
Okay. So don't get too
girl puppies.
Because
boys like dominate one
another. I love puppies too.
I was like, the only part you might get in trouble with is if one goes into heat.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have to get her fixed.
So when with your dog Ella, Britton always used to hold her like a baby.
Yes, upside
so seeing
down.
You hold her right now, just remembering when you'd snuggle Ella.
She wants Duke so bad.
Yes, she does. Duke
but
is
it's
asleep.
Good for them to be separate. Duke is relaxed.
They're just these two little balls of fluff.
She's like 2.5 pounds or something. We gave her a bath and she was just so teeny tiny.
I love both of them because they're so fussy or furry right now that you can just see their little eyes shining out of their head. They're so cute.
They are funny.
It was stray kitty.
No puppies here.
Touch.
I have a tiny kitten that doesn't let. I can't read
it. Doesn't
that.
Let me touch it.
Yeah, there's a glare on the thingy.
Oh, my gosh. I really haven't had cat. We had one cat once.
Cats and I have never got on well. We had one cat that was good, but then, I don't know. I just always feel like they don't go in their litter box. And I don't like my house to smell like
smell.
Animal
the
or cat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And cat pee is like the worst.
We were pretty smelly when we got them.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed to bathe them, but I just had to.
Yeah. Sometimes you just
you
want to
go by your brother. Here, boys have better.
Aww. Just a pile of babies.
Yeah,
he like drowsily opened his eyes. Like,
digs right in.
Like,
yep.
Thank you. Where I want to be.
Oh my God. That's so cute. Oh, they're just the cutest.
They are funny.
And their eyes are both closing.
They only really relax together.
Yeah.
They sleep separate, though, in separate cages, and they don't sleep right next to, oh, is that my nail?
She's trying to eat it.
Now she's like, kiss it. Like, oh, I guess it's not chewing on you.
So, Donna, do you like having two baby puppies at home?
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. A lot of responsibility, huh?
It's a lot. And then I think it's just a lot. It's, I think it's like when you have kids, you know, everybody who has their second kid is like, I don't know if I can love, you know, yeah, the baby as much as the first one. And I kind of feel that way with dogs too. Like, we loved Ella so much, but I think we'll.
You're allergic to cats and you have a stray one. That's cute.
Oh, no.
I love people who have a heart for animals. You know, like if I ever meet somebody, they're like, I don't like dogs. I don't, you know, I'm just like, who are
I
you?
Don't know. I'm kind of like that. I mean, I like the idea of animals. I like my animal. Like, but like they, if they start biting, like I don't like things biting me at all. Listen,
I like the idea of kids, but I really just like mine and yours, Britton's. That's, I don't really like everybody's kids. Right.
It's true.
Everybody's kids is not good.
But so we've had a fun birthday month so far.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's been crazy.
Been doubling 9 orders a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And you're usually pretty generous with what you pick.
Yeah, I mean, the orders have to be over $50. So
and before shipping.
It's pretty random. Like, even one of them I clicked into today, and it was, like, a bunch of coarse coffee. And I was like, but I picked it, so I rolled with it.
Yeah.
But I really didn't want to.
I had one the other day that was samplers. And, you know, in our industry, it's a lot of, like, paperwork that we have to do to sample or double the order. But, like, nope, we'll do it.
Unless it's Amazon, I stick to it, even though sometimes I don't want to.
Yeah. And 9 a day is pretty generous. So.
And we got our t-shirts in, right?
It's our 49th birthday. We did. Yeah. So if you pre-ordered them, we are folding and bagging them. It's going to take a couple days.
Yeah, I posted a picture on the VIP page.
Her sweatshirt.
I got the sweatshirt. Yeah.
That looks cozy.
The little skull.
Cute.
That is really cute.
I've got to go get mine.
I don't know. I swear you got one of
them. I think you got 3. I think you got one of each of the sizes. We've got to get that figured out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're... I just grabbed it this morning because I was freezing, but everybody's orders are not ready to go yet because we haven't gone through the fall or the Christmas shirts.
Yeah.
So once we get those bagged up, then we'll sort them out.
Well, Britton sent me a picture yesterday while we were at the photo shoot, and I couldn't post them yesterday, so I posted them this morning, and I'm like, these are so great. There's so many shirts. Like,
well, I felt bad because Jessica's been up there doing it forever, and I was looking at the boxes. I'm like, okay, well, maybe if I get them folded, then it's easier because folding at that front table is horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, then it'd be easier for her to grab a stack and bag them because she's taking calls, doing emails, doing all this stuff. And I'm like, this is going to take forever for one person.
For sure.
So, yeah, so I got them all folded.
Well, it looked like it was like 400 shirts or something.
It's not, but it feels like
It's quite a bit. A lot like of pre-orders and stuff like that.
It's probably still waiting for butter to be a regular coffee. Me too, Charles.
Patty says, why did nobody tell me about amaretto? It's so good.
Did you just try amaretto?
Yeah, so Patty posted a picture of her order on our VIP page, and I know she got amaretto and the chocolate roulade and maybe caramel vanilla and one other one. I'm picturing it in my head. But yeah, I didn't know you didn't try that one yet. That's like a classic favorite.
Amaretto is good.
Yeah. It's interesting because amaretto to me like takes on cherry notes, but the flavor of amaretto is like almonds. So it's just kind of interesting to, you know,
it's a very bright flavor. It's kind of like a cherry almond. It seems like to me.
Well, we're drinking one of our coffee of the month flavors that came out.
Yeah. It's
really good.
Which we'll test next week.
Yeah.
If you guys got your boxes yet.
Don't think I'll be here next week.
Well, and our goal is for a birthday wrap up to maybe introduce a new flavor.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know you keep telling me the deadline. I emailed about it today. We'll see. We'll see.
That's the goal.
Yeah. But yesterday we went to a photo shoot. Our photographer we love, we've been going to her since 2010. And we laughed because at the end of the day, we decided we were going to shoot a couple of subscriptions. And it's at the end of our day, we're trying to like hurry up and go. And she's so great because she's so detail oriented and will not, we're like, it doesn't matter. It's just a quick photo. We use it one time.
No, she's like, sometimes it's like, just shoot it.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I don't like to hear that.
She's ironing stuff. She's just like, no, really? We only use
it. It's okay. It's okay. We don't need it.
That's why I almost didn't do one, but it's just. To get a couple months out from here.
I feel like we have them yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually was probably got them on a drive.
Yeah. But they're especially fabulous. The second one, and we love her. Yeah.
Yeah. It drove her crazy though. We're like, really, it doesn't need to be perfect. We won't even tell anybody you did it. It's okay. Yeah.
But I got all my drinks done for next year, so that's super helpful. Yeah. And one that Sedona actually brought to us to try. Yeah. That was really good. So now we're going to bring that to November, December, which is pretty cool. August, and I found out today there's not a shortage. We have plenty. So we will be good.
So we're good for that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. I like the strawberries and cream too. That's good. Yeah. Thank you, Patty, for loading up the website with reviews.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because it's not what we say about it. It's what you say about it, you know?
Oh, Deborah, are you? I wasn't sure because the 15th was for Friday. So some of the boxes didn't go out until Monday. So I didn't want to try it today when people didn't get boxes.
Yeah. But I know a couple of our influencers have gotten them and we've already started sharing some of theirs.
We sent what we could out last week, but some orders don't come in until after the end of the day.
Or at the end of the 15th. And so we're already gone.
Just a bummer because I won't be able to try them. I love trying them. It's always so long before we do. Well, Jessica's been
reviewing them though. Yeah, there's one up there right now.
Yeah, I've got it. Mm-hmm.
I actually grabbed decaf because I don't know how much we talk about this, but we just brought in, and not just, we've had it for maybe a year now, French roast decaf, because before we only had beanery and espresso in our non-flavored varietal coffees. And so we brought in the French roast, and French roast is my very favorite unflavored coffee that we have. It's dark without being smoky. And to me, I don't love some of the flavors that pick up smoke. So it's intense without being.
It is smoky, but I like it. It's not Italian.
It's not Pacific or Italian.
Yeah. There's some that pick up a lot of smoke and some people love that. It's not my preference.
Yeah.
I really like our French roast. So our French roast decaf is really good.
I do though, a little char, just not smoke.
Yeah. Oh, Deborah, you got yours yesterday. That's what I was afraid of, that people were just getting it and I didn't want to ruin it.
Yeah. Sure.
They're just little lumps. They were funny outside though.
Well, they've been up since 7, so they haven't napped.
Look at them just passed out on you. That is just so cute. The good thing is they're not heavy either. So
they're just little.
A weighted blanket of 5 pounds total.
Yeah, we only were gonna get one, and I don't know why I thought two would be such a better idea.
Well, somebody else had spoken for Duke. Right.
Yeah. He was already gone. He was reserved, but in the puppy pictures, it was the two of them all the time. And so when I saw he went unreserved, I said, is he the one that Daisy plays with all the time?
They do cry if they're not with each other. Yeah. They get upset.
Can you imagine? I thought it'd be easier separation, but I don't know how much they were loved on before they came here. Yeah. And maybe some breeders too don't want to get them too attached to them. I don't know.
No, I feel like you'd want to socialize them and get them used to people.
They
and
said
stuff,
that they socialized them and stuff, but it's hard to know what really happens.
I know when I got my dog, they're like, "Can you name keep her name Hershey?" And I'm like, "Absolutely not. No."
Get his eyes closing. Patty said something.
I think I have French roast too. I need containers so I can open a bunch of flavors at the same time. Yeah, that's a good idea for sure. And you can put them in a plastic Ziploc bag, but I always think anytime you put anything in the plastic, that it takes on the
plastic.
Yeah.
Smell.
So for me, I've got one of the
glass jars will do.
The glass jars are good, or we have the Airscapes that actually.
There's one right here. Probably just mason jars would be fine.
Yeah. I mean, Airscapes are the best because it sucks the air back out.
Yeah, because it's got the little thing inside of it. And so when you take it out, you have to bring it out a little bit, or maybe there's a better way to do it, but it does come out and then, it's because I'm pulling it the wrong way. I don't know if you can hear the suction on that, but yeah.
So you suction it in and because when you, obviously when you close something, there's still air in there and it just sucks the air out.
Well, because there's a vent in it, so you can feel the air removing from it. So the less air in it,
that's
better.
Okay, Deborah, we forgive you. I thought yesterday was Monday. Most of the day.
Yeah. We kind of lost
the cells gymnastics changed. Good. So I think it was Monday.
What day is she doing it now?
She's Tuesdays and Fridays right now. Until the end of cheer season, and then she goes to Saturdays.
Oh, man.
We have to talk about Mimi Day.
Yeah. And probably Thursday after cheer practice is fine.
Thursday after? Okay.
I said, I can't wait for them to see the puppies.
And Sedona started her new dance place. How did you like it?
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you did ballet and jazz
and conditioning.
And conditioning. You haven't done anything else.
Was the conditioning like the Pilates or was it something else?
No, it's just like we had to hold a plank for a minute on like boards that like move and then like go to the right and the left and then do like weights.
Wow. Hey, that's good. Yeah. So you're going to get really toned and stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, we did a lot of abs yesterday.
Share your workout with us. Maybe we want abs too.
Are you kidding? We'd kill ourselves.
We'd die. My back would go out. I'd be like,
we'd fall over and not get back up.
My husband and I were gone on our 20th anniversary trip last week, and we did a lot of like stair climbing because we go to visit waterfalls up north. And I didn't tell you guys this, but so we came back on Wednesday. Thursday, we drove the kids to Grand Blanc, which is like 30 minutes from our house. I get out of the car and I'm like, oh, my back is out. My back is out. I text my mom. I'm like, bring everything you've got. She brings me a massager. She brings me CBD oil. And then my back felt better. But but when you do the things that you don't usually do.
Oh, Scotland was like that. It was a lot of walking and climbing. And then Red Rock. Sedona and I went to Red Rock, which is my bucket list. So we went and saw Gracie Abrams there.
That's cool.
And going out of there was arduous.
Well, you said like the different altitudes. Yeah.
Yeah, we just flown in that day, which the bus driver said it's really dumb for people to like do this when they just flew in because you're not adjusted to the altitude at all. But I was like, maybe I have asthma.
Yeah, I don't think I felt.
So, and Sedona actually does have asthma. So, yeah.
Did you have an inhaler that you bring with you?
Mm-hmm. She had one. Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah. Do you have your inhaler? I didn't leave it on the bus, did I?
Oh. I think I do.
Because we better find out. See. Yeah. It's pretty important.
So, you had it on the bus for you.
I've got a couple.
Oh, you do. Okay. That's good.
Important. We want to have those things on you.
If you ever Red Rock out in Denver, Colorado is like an amazing music venue. It's just, they like carved steps or seats into the mountainside and it was beautiful, but it is not for the faint of heart.
Well, how many steps do you think we walked up and down? Like 500?
That's crazy that it's that much. Yeah, because like then how do they build bathrooms like into the
mountains? Well, I was worried because we took this shuttle there and he's like, I leave at 30 minutes after the concert. Well, it's a lot of people leaving the concert.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was a pretty big walk. So it was just crazy.
Yeah, making sure you get out of the venue in 30 minutes might be impossible.
And then I missed the van. I for some reason I thought it was a white bus, it was a black bus. So luckily Sedona's on the bus. She's like, Mom. This guy's like, where are you going to the convention? So I'm like, I don't know where I'm going.
I'm lost. Can you help me find my mom?
I'm looking for a white bus.
Wait. So there's 380 steps from the lower parking lot.
That's a lot.
And then there's another 145 steps.
From the stage to the top.
And additionally, 194 steps.
From the east stairway. Isn't that where we were?
Yeah.
That's an intense amount of stairs.
It was, well, especially it's just high. There's it's steep, pretty steep.
Did you see anybody else struggling?
Oh, yeah. But most people like stopped and were like, oh, let's look at the view. You know, and I'm like.
We did that a couple of times because we just had 181 steps down and back up. And there's a couple of times I'm like, I don't think my husband's getting back up these stairs.
And down, you're like, do, yeah, no, and then problem. Up, it's like, did I really come down all these stairs?
I don't think I'm going to make it.
This is twice as
tell far. My kids I love them.
Yeah. Well, she went to get food at the top and I was like, oh, like, I'm going to go see where she is in line. And I got up to there and I'm like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was a great concert.
Yeah, you said the sound was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And she's got such a cool voice, so it was wonderful.
I don't think I've ever heard a Gracie Abrams song. I guess I need to get on that, huh?
You probably have and don't know it.
Okay.
I would say some of her music's pretty popular.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to the radio anymore, though. Yeah, like, I feel like when I'm in my car by myself, I listen to my audiobooks.
I listen to my audiobooks. Or if we're on YouTube Music, it's like classic rock.
On the way to a concert, Sedona has a playlist. So she'll play me the songs. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. And now I'm going to hear them again in 5 minutes. So that's fun, too.
So for Prince, I did the same thing.
J.J. Abrams, who does Star Wars, that's his daughter.
Oh, seriously? He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Okay. So she's a little nepo baby, huh?
Yeah. Well, anybody, too, that opens for Taylor Swift gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But, popular. I mean, she clearly has talent on her own, too.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Very, very, very cool. I have one of those mini stair steppers, and I do it for like 2 minutes. Patty, my favorite thing is like, I haven't gone to the gym in a long time, but going to the gym and thinking, I'm going to do this stair stepper for 30 minutes, and I'm like, 2 minutes later, okay, that was a good workout. I'm done now.
Fun. Taylor Swift, so she does her whole concert while she's on the treadmill.
What?
Yes. So that's how she got in shape to be able to do her. I mean, it is pretty crazy how she said that on her other tours, she'd get to the end of the tour and feel like she finally had enough stamina to like give her best performance.
Wow.
So she wanted to start out the Eras tour.
So
that
like at home, so she's like singing and on her treadmill.
She
and
works
doing the
out
dance.
Hard. Yeah. I mean, if she's performing for 3.5 hours is no
That's a
joke.
Long concert.
Is no joke. Yeah. I don't know that many people could do it.
Wonder how much money she made off those concerts. Cause that
she
was
bought
a
enough
big
to
deal.
Buy her music. Yeah. And it probably wasn't cheap.
No.
I would say billions.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that's generation. But she was very generous, too, with that, too. We met some of the truck drivers, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
In line for merch and stuff.
That's cool. That's cool. I like when people are good people.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They are just
4.1 billion.
Oh.
I've got.
That's crazy.
From the tour.
From Shamrock, 360 million.
It was $2 billion in ticket sales alone.
No, this is how much she paid for her Masters.
No, $4.1 billion from the tour.
So, I know. And $360 million of it went back to buy her Masters, which, I mean, is kind of brilliant on her part because it never said she couldn't re-record them.
Yeah.
So re-recording them kind of made them lose value.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, I mean, it was pretty smart. But I don't know if you guys saw the podcast. I don't remember what it's called. Who are the Kelsey Boys.
New Heights.
I mean, it was very interesting just to see the thought and how much it meant to her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like getting her journals back and her private thoughts. And it was a pretty
big deal.
Why
did she decide to do that? Because they were making money at her?
No, it wasn't that at all. It was just like buying her music that she had written, that she had just her own
she
stuff
because
she gave it away at 15.
Oh,
you know, when she signed the record deal and it had been sold 3 or 4 times or something.
Yeah.
And she'd offered to buy it back several times and nobody would sell it. So she redid the records, you know, did Taylor's version and really wondering if people were going to respond to it.
Yeah.
And obviously people did. But so then she's like, I just need to go in with not money, but with heart. So she sent her brother and her mom to the new record deal when it got sold again. And they just went and said, she just wants it. It's like her baby.
Yeah.
It belongs to her. Mm-hmm. Actually, I get a little teary. But so she said when she got the call from her mom, she went on the floor and just wept.
Yeah.
You know, just.
That's pretty cool.
Just that it just meant that much to her. And that the Eras tour got her enough money to be able to do that.
That's super cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I don't dislike her. I'm just not like a Uber fan like some people are, but that's a cool story.
Oh, I think she's, I mean, I thought her interview, I don't know. I just feel like she's not so PR-y as some people are.
Is there a rumor she might be coming to Ohio Stadium on her next tour? Is that the Ohio State Stadium? Is that what that is?
I know.
Well,
with
we
the
won't
TS
be going there.
Coming out.
That's funny. That's fun, though. That's funny, especially if you're a fan. I like, I like the Kelsey brothers, their podcast.
They are
I haven't
funny.
Seen it in a while, but
yeah,
it's
and
funny.
It was cute seeing her and Travis together. I mean, it is pretty interesting. I think their respect for each other because they're both. I mean, she laughs when he tells her she's an athlete, and she's like, "I'm not an athlete." Like, thank you for saying that. But he's like, "The way you work out and the things you do is."
Yeah.
Is being an athlete. Well, so they were just sweet to each other.
3 hours on the treadmill and you're a triathlete.
So they understand each other's dedication, I think. So.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We have heard some rumors that she's going to have another tour.
I don't think it's going to be soon.
I hope she gets married and has babies.
Didn't she just say it released like a new album or say that
she
has a
band? While we were at the Gracie Abrams concert.
Yeah.
The countdown was going. Everybody was like, oh, is Taylor Swift going to come here to the concert? I'm like, no, security is not good enough here. Yeah. Like, literally, this girl came and tried to sit by us, and she's like, our bus was late. She had had a few. She had imbibed a lot. And she's like, our bus was late, so they just dropped us at the front door. No, we didn't go through security or anything. And she has, like, a vape in her hand. Oh, I'm just gosh. Like, well, I don't feel safe now.
Yeah. Wait, are you allowed to just bring those in?
No. But you can. It's wild. You can bring backpacks and snacks and blankets. It's like you're going on a picnic.
That's surprising because they don't let you do that anywhere
in your
anymore.
Bag.
Yeah. They don't even. That's
it. Yeah. Because, like, so a Tiger Safety, you have
it's
a clear
like DTE
bag.
DTE used to be.
Yeah.
You can bring any. Or Pine Knob.
Whatever it's called now.
I think it's Pine Knob again.
They need it back. But yeah, because like most of the places you have like a clear bag and like.
We were prepared the first night for that. And the second night, it's like we had a tote bag with blankets and stuff.
I went to a Lansing Lugnuts game, okay? And I had to have like a no bag.
Yeah. Well, that's we went to a concert and they locked your phones in these things.
Yeah.
And you could go to designated area to use your phones, but they were like in these.
Oh my gosh.
Locked cases.
Do you remember?
As soon as you went in the door. It was just 2 weeks ago.
What concert was that?
So you can't even record the concert?
Absolutely not. No phones.
Really?
Zero phones.
Who was it?
That's kind of,
I've heard about that.
That's kind of nicer for the experience, though. Because
no,
it's
it
like
wasn't.
Just
it was terrible because they're writing your tickets on a piece of paper and handing you this sticky note and going, find your seat.
I mean, being in the thing because it's just like everyone's head and then their phones next to them.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, and I've been to a couple weddings, I think.
I want to be there.
You know, I don't remember if you said the same thing, but like, don't have your phone
we
out.
We ask
right?
people not to, because you were like, we hired a photographer.
Yeah.
Like, and we don't want the pictures. Photographer with just a row of phones.
So we did ask people not to.
So my cousin's wedding last year, they said the same thing, but his mom, who's the mother of the groom, asked me to take photos. So I'm like, what do? Like, do I take photos or do I not take photos?
I brought a nice camera to Chuck and Crystal's thing and was trying to take photos. And it was people with phones are getting in front of me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a nice camera. Please move.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so one of the guests there started just, she's like, what do you need? And just started shoving people out of the way. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and especially if I see somebody has like a nice camera and I know they're going to share the photos, like, take the
photo. Well, and a lot of times you have a zoom lens on, so you have to be so far away. So that's so many people that can get in front of you.
Yeah.
It was, it was funny because his mom was also brought a nice camera taking photos and he was moving her out of the way. But I got some really nice pictures.
Yes, she did. I love the picture of them all walking away.
Yeah.
With Bobby at their renewal. Yeah. It was very sweet. It turned out really good because it was so rainy and we're just trying to set it up alternatively. And that's crazy though, that I literally just shipped like a Tupperware wedding stuff.
Yeah.
And we're able to do a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed with my photography skills.
Yeah, they were very good.
Oh, okay.
The girls yesterday were telling us that there's not a lot of people using photography, like professional photography services, because, I mean, the thought process, is that everybody's just using their phones instead of, like, going to them for professional.
I mean, we took these crazy sparkler pictures. I don't
know those
if
were
I
cool.
ever showed those to you.
Oh, I just saw that someone did their senior pictures with the sparklers.
Yeah.
It was so fun. We were
have a great
around.
Day.
Bye, Charles.
Take care.
But, yeah, no, it's pretty great.
So, like,
that's cool. Those are super cool.
So, like, drawing Jason's turned out so good, though.
Yeah.
There's Estelle's.
Oh, yeah. That's super cool.
On what she's showing us is, like, and because you can't see it from there, but, like, they wrote, like, an entire name, and you can see the entire name.
Let's see if we can get close.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if it'll focus.
Oh,
I mean,
you can
kind of see it enough to see
but
that
like
it's the name.
Yeah, but, like, he wrote his name in a sparkler.
Yeah.
And we were able to.
That's cool. Someone did their whatever pictures, and they swirled it. And even just the smoke coming through the picture was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you awake?
It says crown achievement.
I saw that.
Oh, of course.
That's pretty cool.
Shocking.
No.
A rocket ship.
Yeah.
But things that boys make. Rocket ships. Yeah.
It was fun to play with our cameras and mess around.
That is fun.
I was trying to do that. We did a pictured rock sunset cruise, and I was trying to take pictures of the sunset, and I just kept going through, like, every pro thing I could do to try to get good pictures. I need more practice.
Yeah.
But they say that our cell phones do a lot of cool stuff. We took a class on how to use our phones better.
How to do it.
Yeah.
I forget how to do it, but it was good. Yeah. It's funny that people in Scotland, because they used – Well, there's a ton of people that are using those little cameras. They're $1,000 or $1,800.
Really?
Little tiny cameras.
In Scotland, they were doing that?
Not in Scotland, but at the concerts and stuff.
The ones that take you the stick out and stuff. The like video things.
Like a GoPro?
They're kind of
the one like that girl had.
They're like 360 ones.
No, they're just little digital cameras. It's just like
digital cameras. But we're back to digital cameras.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's what people have.
I got my phone. Because
I think you can't bring a different. I don't think you can bring a real camera, but you can bring these little tiny ones.
But why wouldn't you just?
But they're like $1,000.
Your
probably memory
is good.
No, they take better pictures. The guy was showing it.
My phone takes better pictures than your phone, though.
No, the guy was showing it compared to his phone. I don't know.
That's because iPhones suck.
So,
if you put it in pro mode,
terrible at taking pictures.
It's a nicer camera than almost all digital cameras.
You know, though, Patty, they say that too. And I don't know if you're saying that the picture quality is bad or just like remembering to take them. It's just nicer sometimes to just live in the moment and not worry about having your phone out all the time.
I forget to take pictures often.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of sometimes when you had a really great time.
Yeah.
Is when you're just so busy, you forget to take pictures.
I laughed when we were on vacation watching my husband take pictures because it's like, how often are you going to take out those pictures of every waterfall that we saw and look at them and go, oh, look at that waterfall. I usually don't take pictures like that. But watching him do it was pretty funny.
That's cute.
And watching him like really like, oh, Lake Superior, this is so cool. You know, because Lake Superior is pretty cool, guys. If you don't know about the Great Lakes, pretty cool. Check them out. Check out the lake.
Okay. So this week we're doubling 9 orders. Yeah. And then we have one final sale next week, and then birthday month is over.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where did August go?
Right.
I
was today the 20th of August.
Monday.
Same.
A lot of people have already gone back to school.
Yeah, my middle son goes back to college Friday, and he has an apartment this year. So he's like, "Okay, when are we going grocery shopping?" So his girlfriend,
that's her summer money.
Yeah, her two roommates went shopping, and spent $600, and so Taylor took a picture and sent it to Alex to see. These two girls bought two watermelons for like these three girls. And I'm like, girlfriends, do you know that like one watermelon is like more than enough?
And they're going to go bad.
Yeah.
Like buying 600 when they're probably not in the dorm that much or running around.
I was just laughing.
It's going to last forever.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got to buy him. I don't mind buying him his first little, you know, thing of groceries before he goes.
I just think it's funny. You're like, well, I bought you tires. So that's what your summer money's for.
And you know, because I said, I don't think you're going to come home very often. You know, now that he has a girlfriend, he's like, well, gas is really expensive to come home because he's got, and I drove his truck today. But I mean, it is like $60 to fill that monster up.
Yeah.
So, and it's from 2004, so it eats gas like nothing.
Yeah.
But I'll miss him. And then we'll go back to, you know, just a household of three. It's weird when you start out with a ton of kids and then you go to no kids, you know.
That's why I'm glad we had our bonus baby. It would be awfully quiet.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Oof, that'd be crazy. It would be crazy.
All right. Well, we're going to put the puppies back to bed.
I think they're fine. They are. Yeah.
Go to work.
Yeah, but we'll be back next week to try coffees with you guys. So have a good rest of your week.
Have a wonderful week.